Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone. In honor of our falling soldiers, welcome to BGE Radio, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. The heat is on. Summer kickoff show today, finally here. You know, summer is my favorite time of the year, everyone. Beach, sand, and, of course, the sexy, sexy bathing suits. You know, how we working divas do it. 5/28 this Monday, 2012. This is definitely a day I will say that I am missing the South because I know the barbecues are lit up. 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. here in Southern. Beautiful day it is, California. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. And as always, live chat, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. It's Monday. That means it's Money Mondays. Money never sleeps, you guys, even on a holiday. Working divas, the power of motherhood, raising wealthy kids, great tips to teach the kiddos, and one that is, few tips that are very effective that I feel as though that, you know, you ladies should get out there and read as our kids are growing up in these times, and definitely to break that cycle of what's going on in our community as I speak today. Now, you guys, ASYM Showcase is wrapping up on all the final details. I know you guys have been sitting on the edge of your seats for what is about to come to Atlanta, the American Society of Young Musicians, Atlanta Showcase, Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, president of the ASYM. As you guys have been tuning in and seeing all the messages that are out there, has decided to bring the Atlanta Showcase as what they do out in Hollywood, which is very, very popular, very, very, very effective for the community of young musicians. So definitely it is the opportunity of a lifetime for young musicians citywide to show their talent to the selected panelists of music moguls, which once announced, you guys know who they are. And let me tell you, they have the capability to catapult your careers. So just get ready. Hope you tighten up those skills and more information is to come. It's just going to be a big, big kicker for the city of Atlanta. Most of the leaders are extremely excited for this new and fresh opportunity that is coming to the city. But the cool kicker is that once these young musicians are selected to perform in front of the panelists, the big, big one is that they will have the opportunity to perform at the annual ASYM Awards Ceremony in Hollywood, California. And you guys know that is a whole nother level. So hang tight. Details are coming soon. As mentioned, BGE is the exclusive coverage for all of the ASYM events and what's to come, what's unfolding. So keep tuning in. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. You can join as a member. And that way you can keep in the loop of everything, get quick updates through your email or your messages, however you have it signed up through your membership. And the membership is free, everyone, so definitely get in the loop of things so you can keep up with what's coming to Atlanta. In support of her movie starring Adam Sandler, whom I love both of them. I am an Adam Sandler fan also. With Miss Lou Now, hilarious, hilarious, that's my boy, the talented actress and comedian Lou Now. WTV was out on location at a recent birthday bash party, which was hosted at what we call here on the West Coast, the Apollo of the West Coast, Maverick Flat, Los Angeles, California. Lou Now, family and friends are out doing it the easy way, as also behind the scenes. Birthday Wishes by Loretta Devine, Claudia Jordan, T.K. Carter, Wesley Jonathan, Clifton Powell, and more. So be sure and check out Lunel's latest movie that's coming this Father's Day, June 15, 2012. Like I said, starring the funny and hilarious Adam Sandler, as she's saying in the video. It's old school Adam, raw Adam, so you guys know how funny that's going to be. That's my boy, so go check it out. Videos on WTV Network Hollywood. You can go to BillGrowingEnjoy.com and just click WTV Network Hollywood. Well, the heat is on, everyone, and those around the globe know how the ladies of Positive Runway get down, very fashionable, stylish, with some of the biggest names in entertainment. And I must say, they are extremely tall. I mean, I'm a tall girl myself, but they made me feel like a midget when I stand next to them. With the key awareness that they are giving to the community around the globe on an issue that is just wiping our community in numbers. So joining me today on today's show, Vice President, Co-Founder, Working Diva, I'm not even going to try it, Janet, with your first and last name, but I'm going to say Janet, a.k.a. London, of the global organization that is taking communities by storm as they promote HIV awareness in a very fashionable and stylish way, as I say. So hello, welcome to Feel, Grow, and Enjoy. Happy Memorial Day, darling. How are you?
I am wonderful, Colicia, and I'd just like to say I'm very grateful that I was welcomed on the show today. And I will let you know my name is pronounced Mambwe. That's the first name. Last name's Kamanga. I know it's really hard. That's why everyone in Atlanta calls me Miss London.
And I'm right with them. And, you know, people already know that I am a name killer, so I wasn't even going to try it. Now, London, last we spoke, you know, you were at the Keystone Leadership Awards, out with the ladies of Positive Runway. You guys look great, by the way. You know, you guys, you know, we did some interviews. You were out there, just out and about. So I just want to say thank you again for joining us and just basically to speak on this awareness that is, you know, that need, that key continual awareness throughout our community. That's the HIV awareness. Now, first, before we get into that, because there's so many components with Positive Runway, I want them to know, who is London?
Well, London is basically just a girl who's actually not even from London or born and raised in London. I'm actually born in Zambia, so I'm African. But I moved to England when I was 7 years old, and I've been schooled and educated in the United Kingdom, various parts. It wasn't just London. I went to Hatfield, which is like the countryside of London. And I've traveled about 30 countries around the world, so I'm very, very fortunate.
Yes, yes, yes. Very, very fortunate indeed. Now, Positive Runway is a subsidiary of your corporation as a whole, because, like I said, you have so many components with the international style. Now, let's talk on Positive Runway. What motivated you to create that branch of your corporation and just to tell everyone a little more about what Positive Runway is all about?
Well, our Positive Runway, because I was born in Zambia, Africa, my father, he passed away from HIV/AIDS. I didn't find this out until when I was already in America. It's about like 3 years now that the truth actually came out, because all this time they told me he died of cerebral malaria. Throughout Africa, there was a campaign going on called Stop the Spread, and the original founder, Ms. Justina Mtale in London, came out with Positive Runway, and she started this in 2008. And, you know, once I, you know, found out the information about my father and everything, I just wanted to start eliminating that scourge that people are so ashamed of the disease, because at this point, in this day and time, there's so many different ways you can catch the disease, and it doesn't have to be a shameful one anymore. And I'm just trying to bring it back to the same level as cancer or any other disease like leukemia and everything, where people don't think if you have HIV, it's taboo, because this is restricting people from getting tested and getting treatment. So, you know, basically that would sum it up.
Right. And you took it to a whole nother level. I mean, there's so many people out there and so many different organizations that, you know, promote this awareness, but you uniquely took it to another level by getting in some beautiful ladies. I mean, some that were on America's Next Top Model. So let's talk a little bit about the ladies. Yeah, let's talk about how are you getting these beautiful ladies from around the globe. And I mean, you guys are in numbers, and like I said, you're not just in Atlanta. You guys are global, and you tap a lot into Los Angeles also. So tell us a little more about that.
I'll tell you something, Corifia. When people say that models or just people in the industry are very self-centered, they're wrong. Maybe they're taking the wrong approach. A lot of these girls jumped at the chance to be Red Ribbon models, and I've got a whole list of other America's Next Top Model ladies. Just like 2 weeks ago, Danielle from VH1's Tough Love joined the Red Ribbon models. I mean, they are actually, you know, young, beautiful women that are joining the campaign because they really do believe that it's something worthwhile. And these girls are gorgeous. They're fighting, you know, for the awareness. But the most important thing is they're young and the teens can recognize with them and they can relate to them. Because when I do select the Red Ribbon models, I don't select the most perfect people in the world. Some of them swear, some of them have bad habits, some of them do all sorts of different things. It's not to say that they're bad people, it's just that they're young and they're still going through the transition into adulthood. And it's important for the youth, not us dangling angels in front of them and making them feel bad about themselves. It's more to say that here's somebody who's had your experiences, but they came out of it and they're doing something positive with their life, you see?
Right, right. What a role model you are, you know. Yes, it is. You know, these beautiful ladies, they get out here in the industry and, you know, this, you know, it's not a trusted industry, so it's just absolutely a positive way of how you're, you know, taking it, you know, in this way. And then at the same time, opening opportunity for exposure for them and what they want to go forth in their career and calling. Now, I have a question by someone, and it's probably, so I hope this doesn't throw it off, but they are just like hitting me up in the chat, and it's kind of like, well, how do they become a Red Ribbon model? How would someone or a young aspiring model become a part of your organization as a Red Ribbon model?
If you go on to www.positiveRunway.org or positiveRunway.org.uk, there's an email there. You just submit your name, your photograph, your age, and the reasons why you believe that you could be a good role model or you want to be a Red Ribbon model. Bear in mind, like I said, we're not looking for perfect people. This means we recruit all sorts of Red Ribbon models, whether they have been on drugs, have been teenage moms, or so forth. As long as you're trying to do something positive and, you know, you're ready to sort of go out there, raise the awareness, we definitely consider everybody.
Definitely, definitely. Now, you just recently had a great, great photo session or interview with a world champion, Evander Holyfield, and I'm looking at your picture with the glove on, looking like you're about to just give him one. How was that experience?
You know why? I went in because it's like it was 50-50. Like, you never know what to expect from boxers because people say they're either very arrogant or very rude or very short with you. And he was the most pleasant, humble, gentle man I could think of. He showed us around his home. He shared personal stories of how he grew up, you know, told us about his kids, just different things. I can't lie to you. It was an experience of a lifetime because he's a five-time champion, only five-time champion heavyweight. When you encounter legends like that, it's definitely a spiritual movement.
Definitely, definitely. He's looking at you like, man, look like you're about to give me one. Let me get my hand up.
Well, he was giggling because I was like, no, I need you to do this now, and I need you to do that. And he didn't say it, but he was thinking his mind, oh, Lord God, she's bossy. But
looking like, man, she's about to give me one. Now, you recently had a huge event that that happened in Atlanta also, another one. I mean, this is so many. I mean, you are with some of the biggest names as you promote Positive Runway with the Red Ribbon models. Another one you had was at the Microsoft store out in Lenox Mall with Dwight. How was that? How was that experience?
It was wonderful. Lenox Mall, I mean, shut down just for Positive Runway and left the store open over hours, which is a very hard thing to really accomplish. But, you know, I got the city to back me on that, like leaving it open. I had wonderful Red Ribbon models. We had about over 24 Red Ribbon models walk the runway in the Microsoft store Dwight was the host. Mr. Dwight Eubanks wasn't just the host. Mr. Dwight Eubanks is actually the official patron of Positive Runway.
Nice.
And I've been working with Mr. Dwight Eubanks for about 6 or 7 months. And a lot of people don't know about Mr. Dwight Eubanks because the image they've got of him from just The Real Housewives is very, very community orientated. Not just that, Dwight is one of the most intelligent black men you could sit down and have a conversation about anything and everything with, and he always takes it to another dimension. You know, he's a really, really good sport with Positive Runway, and the main thing is there are just so many things that he's discussed about his childhood that just helped the people that are struggling with whether it's sexuality, getting tested, and so forth. So he's a very big piece to Positive Runway for us, and we're glad to have him.
Yeah, awesome guy. And you know, Atlanta is a huge city. You know, they have, you know, reports out, you know, we constantly get it with the, you know, HIV in the city. And Atlanta is probably in the top, what, 5 or something, correct?
It was actually counted as number 1 in the South.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to fall out. Thump.
Yes, but I've got good news for that. In the coming week, I'm actually doing a shoot with one of my Red Ribbon models, who's a very gorgeous girl, Ashley Wingate. She's done a lot with Vogue and stuff. Gorgeous girl, blondes, blue eyes, everything. We're doing a powerful photo shoot with her, and, you know, it's going to have her looking very, very gorgeous, and we'll say, beautiful, aren't I? I could be HIV positive. We're just going to push with the mayor's office to get the billboard up, because when I went to Los Angeles or Miami, I saw a lot of billboards up about HIV and people getting tested. In Atlanta, I'm not seeing enough of that, so I need to push that.
Right, yeah, what a movement, especially for, you know, Atlanta's number 1. I mean, definitely, that is just awesome. Now, we have some callers. I'm going to take a call for you, and then I want to speak on the little international, on the international level of what you're doing with Positive Runway, because you recently did something at St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. But let's take this caller really quick. Hello, caller 770-0706. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Happy Memorial Day. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Thank you. I just want to say something about the whole movement that Janet is a part of, the whole global catwalk thing, is, first of all, my name is Norman Anderson, and I have a global movement also, but this is all about Positive Runway today. What they do is a beautiful thing, because, I mean, it wasn't the big thing to talk about anymore, so people just, you know, just got away from it, but it was still out there. So her putting together this movement is bringing awareness back out there where it needs to be, because people are still walking around burning, catching this stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole way she put it together, I'm really feeling it with the young models and everything else, and getting some names out there and everything else, because a lot of young ladies and guys follow these people. So if they see that they're doing it, strapping up and, you know, bringing awareness out there, maybe can help a few people out there, you know? So Janet,
yes,
my sister. So to Miss London, Janet, my sister, you know, I love you and I support everything you do, and keep on rising, because we're all going global together, baby.
Oh, thank you, Norman. You're awesome.
And Norman, what's the name of your organization so all can know?
The name of my organization is the Vertical Alliance. And my whole thing is building a global movement of positive energy. So I built alliances with people like London and things of that nature, because people are tired of nonsense.
Right.
So you are about no nonsense and positivity. How can you go wrong? See, you don't need to spend this money and have drama in your life for something positive to move, because people are tired of it. And how are you going to get it? You're going to get it through word of mouth. people just digging that positive energy, they're going to want to put you out there. Like me and her linking up on the same page. You and her linking up on her show. Me with my show helping, not her, but positive women with other things that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why you and I have to link up and talk, because we can help one another.
Definitely. That's what it's all about.
So what I'm going to do, London is going to have your information. I'm going to get it from London, and then we take it from there.
Definitely. Well, you have a great holiday rest of your weekend, and continued blessings to you and your organization.
Without a doubt. And this is the kind of support that this whole movement of, you know, Positive Runway needs. You know what I mean? Because, you know, she really needs this to be known globally. It's in a few countries overseas, but she needs this to go worldwide, because people are out there burning. And we need to be aware of this stuff again. My son's 13 years old, a handsome little kid, and I don't want him to get caught out there, you know?
Yep, exactly. Well, thank you for your feedback. Thank you for calling into the show, and have a blessed day.
You too.
Peace and love.
No problem. Peace.
Well, London, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want you to talk a little bit of what you had going on down in St. Thomas, and then I want to kind of transition it and speak of the corporation as a whole, because you have some other components that I definitely want more people to know about on the difference that you're making throughout the community. So hang tight. We're going to take a quick break.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back, Kickoff Show Memorial Day weekend. Summer is here, the heat is on the air, one of the baddest working divas, as she is building, growing, and definitely going to make sure that our community is enjoyed. Miss Janet, a.k.a. London, Positive Runway Global Catwalk. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. Take a break. Put down some of that barbecue, say hello to Janet, or clean those fingers and get on chat with me, BillGrownEnjoy.com. Now, Janet, tell us what's going on in St. Thomas.
Well, this weekend in St. Thomas, there was an event, it was the Nigerian Paradise, and of course, once again, they invited Positive Runway for the Red Ribbon Models to take the stage. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it because I was meant to lead the AIDS walk for the island of St. Thomas. But I have prior business obligations that I could not break. But the Red Ribbon Models, like we said, we're in 30 different countries. So I did have some of my franchise holders out there in the U.S. Virgin Islands and models, Red Ribbon Models out there to, you know, participate in the show. So, and St. Thomas is one of the few. I mean, we've done London, we've done Sweden, we've done Germany, we have done parts of Africa. We have done also a good part of America as well. So we are spreading globally. I'm the Caribbean islands. So, you know, we are slowly but surely. But my main goal is by the end of the year at least to be in 58 different countries. So 30 countries is okay, but definitely I want to grab the other 28.
Oh, wow. How inspiring. Yeah, definitely. You, girl, you are on the move now. In addition to Positive Runway, International Style Inc., you have a lot that goes on up under International Style, your corporation that you are the CEO and president of, one being an annual award ceremony that you have annually. Tell us a little more about that.
Yes, I first launched the award show 2011, and that was the known as the BAFTA Awards. It was a franchise I bought from the United Kingdom from a lady that ran it there. After I did the BAFTAs, although I liked the concept, I didn't like that it was just singling out black, because BAFTA stood for Black Entertainment Film, Fashion, Television, and Arts. And I've grown up in a diverse, multicultural, like I said, were raised in England. When I went to Hatfield, I was nothing but around different cultures, minimum of black people, not a bad thing, because, of course, I'm still African, and in Africa, I'm nothing but around black people. But to me, I like the crossover. So I rebranded the band, and I've now called it the FFMTT Awards, which is the Global Film, Fashion, Music, Television Awards. And I've opened it up to the whole world. So people can nominate people from Shanghai to London to Bangkok to Germany to Australia, USA, everywhere around the world. And everybody comes together on one stage here in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm extremely excited about that. And I've got one of the biggest icons in award shows, Mrs. Clayton, Benona Clayton.
Yes.
She's actually the official patron. She was the official patron for the BAFTAs too. I've known Mrs. Clayton for 2 years, and she just acted as a very good advisor for me. And I mean, this woman is 82 years old, but she's strong as she's ever been. And if nobody knows who Benona Clayton is, she actually used to be Martin Luther King's secretary. And she was the first woman with Turner Broadcasting that got her own TV show. So for any black person that's out there right now on TV that has their own show, it's because of Mrs. Clayton. It wasn't Oprah, it was Mrs. Clayton. She really pushed the mark for all of us. She's just an extraordinary woman. So, you know, I've been very, very blessed.
Oh, yeah, definitely an awesome woman she is indeed, indeed. Oh, well, it is just exciting with all that you are doing. I want to personally say thank you for all your contributions you do throughout the community, and I am so blessed that our paths crossed, you know, with my Keystone Awards and just having you ladies out there, because I can say you guys were the talk of the evening, especially the runway model you had that was like 8 feet tall. I mean, and that beautiful black
quite tall.
I was like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
Well, you know, the one thing that I love about Alessia Kalethia is her skin is as dark as midnight, and she's got real hair down to the middle of her back, and it's just the most extraordinary thing. I mean, this girl is really pure black and gorgeous, no weave in her hair, nothing. Everything you saw that night was all real, you know?
Oh, natural. Yes, very, very flawless. She was beautiful. I couldn't keep my eyes. I was like, gosh, she's so pretty. And Reverend Abernathy, he was just like, wow, she's so beautiful. But definitely, is there anything else you'd like to share? For one, I'd like you to give some words of encouragement for those that are listening that's maybe out there struggling with this epidemic throughout our community. But is there anything else you'd like to share? And just leave some words of encouragement for all.
I just want to let anybody know that if they are suffering with this disease and they think they're out of the world, you're still not out of the world. Christopher Beckwith is one of my AIDS studies. He's had HIV for 25 years. Christopher's still healthy. He just published a book with J.L. King, who was the publisher of The Download, and a lot of people remember The Download because it was, It was shown on the Oprah show. He actually did an interview with her, and it was a really big thing. This is my thing. Stop cutting yourself out from the world. You're not an alien. You're not evil. You're not wrong. You're not a bad person. There's no need to consider suicide or stop taking your medication, because it's not just Magic Johnson who lives and has HIV/AIDS because he has money. Normal people can. You just need to get tested and get the treatment. HIV/AIDS is a blood cancer, just like cancer is a body disease. Just get tested and get treated, and you can live a normal life. I promise you. I'm not steering you wrong, you know?
Right. With technology, a lot of people are living longer. Well, it was just absolutely a blessing to have you on the air today, Janet. And, you know, my continued blessings to Positive Runway. BGE is here to support you all the way along the way as you support us also. And I look forward to seeing you in the future and many things that we have spoke of on taking things to the next level, and just the continued awareness throughout our community, and for the ladies, for the youth, for the men, just everyone as a whole, and just most importantly, just keeping everything positive.
Absolutely. And I'm just grateful, and I just want to send a big shout out to all the celebrities that have always, you know, when they see me out and raising awareness, from T.I. to Aretha Franklin, Roger M. Bob, Blair Underwood, Future. There's a lot more people. I can't think of all of them off my head. But I just want to say, you know, as busy as these people are, they recognize Positive Runway. VH1 as well, I'd like to give a shout out to them, because when I was at the acoustic for T.I.'s show, VH1 featured me on the T.I. and Tiny show. These are things you appreciate. They're recognizing that we're actually on a positive movement, and it's a wonderful feeling, so I really am grateful.
Well, you definitely is the one that's called to do it, and you're doing a great job of doing it.
Thank you, Califia.
Well, there you guys have it, Miss Janet. I'm still not going to say that first and last name. London, I'm going to say health. As I stated in our previous interview, or my previous interview you guys see on my site, when Positive Runway was out at the Keystone Award, is as important as finance, family, health. You have to have them all. So follow Janet, Positive Runway. Janet, what is your website where they can follow you? We did not say that.
Yes, it is www.positiverunway.org. I have two web addresses. It's positiverunway.org. Then you can go to positiverunway.org UK. You can find us on Twitter at Global Catwalk and on Facebook on Positive Runway.
Awesome. And that's going to conclude our show for today, you guys. Get on over and follow Janet with Positive Runway Global Catwalk. The movement is alive. Build, grow, and enjoy. Tune in to the next show back on air, your monthly smelling report, another working diva, the working diva that works those numbers, that is CEO Debbie Snelling with your monthly Snelling Report. So everyone, be safe out there. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend. I just want to say blessings to the families of all our falling soldiers. And as always, look that I tell everyone, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.